Every 3 years on the Sundays of Lent, Holy Mother Church has us reflect upon some of the important covenants the Lord makes with his people in the Old Testament. These Old Testament covenants are types for the new covenant made by the precious blood of Jesus. A type is a person, place, thing, or event in the Old Testament that foreshadows, prefigures, and represents a person, place, thing, or event in the New Testament. And the first covenant that we're going to explore is the covenant with Noah. The Bible says that at the time of Noah, the earth was corrupt and full of violence. The wickedness of man was great, and every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And so when God saw how corrupt the earth had become, he said, I am going to destroy man with the earth. Yet, in the midst of this sin and immorality, there was a good and blameless man named Noah. The Bible says that Noah found favor with the Lord because he was truly just and walked with God. So I hope you can see that Noah is a type for Jesus. For when God our Father looked out over the entire earth and saw corruption and violence, sin and immorality, God found only one good and blameless man who was truly just, a man who always found favor with God. And that man was the God-man, Jesus Christ. You know, the name Noah means God will comfort or God will bring relief. And just as through Noah God brought relief to the world, so too does Jesus, as the new Noah, bring us comfort and relief from our sins. So hopefully you can see how Noah is a type for Christ. Who Noah is in the Old Testament foreshadows, prefigures, and represents Jesus in the New Testament. And Noah's vocation was to save his family by building a boat. God the Father said to Noah, "Build me an ark." And God the Father said to Jesus, "Build me a new ark. Build me a church." Do you know what part of the church you're sitting in right now? Every piece of church architecture has a very important name. But what is the part of the church you're sitting in called? It's called the nave, N-A-V-E, which comes from the Latin word, easy Latin, right? Which means ship. That's how we get the word the navy. So you're sitting in the ship. You're sitting in the ark. You're sitting in the boat of the church. And so it's not by accident that the ceiling of the church looks like an upside down boat. If you turned it over, it's the bottom of a boat. That's not by accident. You're sitting in the ark of the church. God the Father said to Noah, "Build me an ark, and whoever you bring into the ark will be saved." And God the Father said to Jesus, "Build me a church, and whoever you bring into the church will be saved." You can see that the ark is a type for the church. The ark of Noah foreshadows, prefigures, and represents the ark of the church in the New Testament. Noah saves his family through the ark. And Jesus saves our human family through the church. What if Noah's sons had tried to jump out of the ark? What if Noah's sons said, I can't take being cooped up in here anymore. It's day 28. I can't stand it anymore. The smell of the animals is driving me crazy. And they jump ship. They would have drowned. Because you can't be saved if you jump ship. What if the people at the time of Noah had tried to build smaller boats? They would have all sank and died. There was only one ark, and there is only one church that Jesus established. Jesus did not build 33,000 different lifeboats in which we are to be saved. He built one ark, one church, the one holy Catholic and apostolic church. Later this afternoon in Austin, at the rite of election and the call for continuing conversion, hundreds of people across southern Minnesota are going to meet Bishop Quinn, and they want to get on board the ark of the church. They are making a profession before the bishop that they want to become Catholic at Easter. They have discovered the ark of salvation of the church. And so I invite everyone to get on board the ark of the church. You might remember the 80s when I grew up, there was a popular TV show called The Love Boat. You probably could sing the song, right? I won't sing it for you, but the chorus goes, come on board, we're expecting you. And the bishop can truly say that today at the rite of election. Come on board. We've been expecting you on the love boat of the church. For on board the ark of the church, the Lord Jesus shows us just how much he loves us. So, Noah is a type for Jesus. The ark is a type for the church. And St. Peter, the first pope, infallibly tells us today, in today's second reading, that the waters of the flood prefigure, foreshadow, and represent the waters of baptism. At the Easter Vigil, when I sing the prayer over the baptismal water, the church has me include a specific reference to the waters of the flood. I'll sing, O God, who by the outpouring of the flood foreshadowed regeneration, so that from the mystery of one and the same element of water would come an end to vice and a beginning of virtue. And so think about it. The ark passed through 40 days and 40 nights of the great storm before it rested on dry ground. And the church is going to pass through 40 days and 40 nights of Lent to arrive at new life at Easter. The waters of the flood destroyed sin and evil, and the waters of baptism destroy sin and Satan. And after God destroyed the evil in the world by the waters of the flood, he makes a new covenant with Noah. Do you remember what God said to Noah after the flood? He said, be fertile and multiply and fill the earth. He said to Noah, into your power I give all the animals of the earth, all the birds of the air, all the creatures that move about on the ground, and all the fish of the sea. Doesn't that sound familiar? That's what God said to Adam in creation. But Adam sinned. And so God says, I'll make a new creation. And so he gives Noah and his descendants a fresh start. He gives Noah a new creation. When the rainbow is in the cloud, I will look upon it and remember the everlasting covenant between me and every living creature upon the earth. And when God the Father looks upon Jesus in the heavens, he remembers the eternal covenant between God and man, and he promises not to destroy mankind, but to bring him to salvation. You see, the covenant with Noah prefigures the new covenant the Father would make with us in baptism through his Son, Jesus Christ. Noah was the beginning of a new creation, and Jesus is the new Noah. He's the beginning of a new creation in our souls in the order of grace. So, I hope that the next time that you hear the story of Noah's Ark, you'll think of Jesus. Because Noah is a type for Jesus. The Ark is a type for the church. And the waters of the flood are a type for the waters of baptism that wash away sin and make us a new creation. Isn't that what Lent is all about? Jesus is inviting everyone to get on board the church. Jesus, the new Noah, wants to give everyone comfort and relief by washing away our sins in baptism and the sacrament of penance so that we can become a new creation.